You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kanisha Taka, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you.
I saw a campaign that you are championing, COVID-19, specifically addressing this issue and raising awareness within the Torres Strait Islander community. How did you get involved in this campaign?
A friend of mine, Tale Ilu, she runs the Instagram page Faces of the Straits. She messaged me to see if I would be interested in doing a little video, and I didn't really think it'd go so far, and I just did a video and sent it through to her. She published it on the Instagram page as a story, and then, the next thing I knew, the agency was in touch to see if they could, I guess, redistribute the video across the nation. And, you know, if that gets the message out there for all of the Torres Strait families, I would be, you know, more than happy to help.
Yeah, no, I saw the video myself. It's a very good video, short and sharp. I don't understand the language, but, a few words in the English that we speak on mainland Australia, and I could pick up the advice that you are giving. Tell us this particular language you're speaking in, because it's very important for the community to understand exactly the message that you're conveying to them.
Oh, yes. So I was just speaking Creole or broken English or Yumplatok, as it's commonly known. It's spoken by everyone up here in the Torres Strait with Torres Strait heritage, spoken on the mainland as well amongst Torres Strait families. So a lot of people down south would be able to understand as well. I mixed it with English just because sometimes it's hard to find a way to convey a message with especially those key points that, you know, hit better in English. Yeah, it was just good to break it down a little bit so our families up here on the outer islands, because I'm on TI, on the outer islands and then down south, so that they all can sort of understand.
Yeah. Now, this COVID-19 is affecting the whole world. All of us are concerned. All of us are affected. No one can say that, it hasn't reached them in a way or another. At least you've heard about it. In the Torres Strait Islands, how is the situation there?
We're pretty blessed, actually, that we're very isolated being islands. And as well, you know, our local councils, both the Torres Shire Council and the Torres Strait Regional, Torres Strait Islanders Regional Council, they, you know, immediately worked together. They had a disaster management group that came together, and they made the decisions that were best for our region. They, you know, we've got preliminary closes on our airports, on travel. Every organization on the island is pushing social distancing and sort of reiterating all of the different things that we need to be aware of, because, you know, a lot of us, myself included, we have never lived through anything like this before, and nothing that's, you know, as global impacting as this. So it was very good how our councils handled it. And our leaders, so very well done to them from a top-down sort of level. We, I know that they brought a lot of children home from school as well down south, so they, you know, transported them up back home, and they all took those safety measures of self-isolating, and where possible, a lot of the councils helped as well. So I think we did very well as a community to sort of prepare for this. And, you know, we didn't have like what mainland Australia was seeing with the panic buying and things like that. A lot of our families up here, we sort of respect one another and know not to sort of do that to ourselves. So it's such a good community feel that we're having up here, and it's just reassuring to sort of see too.
Yeah, I would just imagine if there was this panic buying, because on some of the islands they have to be actually replenished by boat.
Exactly, yes. So we're very, it's very hard as it is to try and get fresh fruit and vegetables and to get necessities and essentials up this way, because everything comes by freight by boat once a week. So I think everyone sort of just has banded together knowingly that, you know, this is a global issue and there's nothing we can really do. And I think we're lucky too, because we have the sea right there and we are seafaring people where, you know, our men can hunt for us and So we are self-sustaining as well, and I think that makes us very lucky.
And a very resilient community.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But before I let you go, any message to the community out there?
I guess the families up in the Torres Strait and across mainland Australia, just to keep safe and ring your elders and make sure that employees are all right. Ring families with you. And just remember, what home goes be. If you are dead down south, you can always come home after all this. Home no runway. And be safe and practice them social distancing rules and practice good hygiene and God bless.
Yeah, Kanisha, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.